If Roanoke City had turned part of Jefferson Center into a third high school, the $6 million plus in critical infrastructure needs identified by a study could have been addressed within the school budget. Now, says Executive Director Cyrus Pace, they'll have to look towards Roanoke City Council and the new city manager.
Of course, we're prioritizing getting on their list for inclusion in their capital improvement plan, and that's kind of the next stage. Can we become part of the annual funding from the city of Roanoke? And again, as a reminder, this building belongs to the city of Roanoke. It's part of the infrastructure of the city of Roanoke. So we're looking towards a renegotiation of that lease to ensure that the terms of survival and sustainability are documented and followed by all parties.
Jefferson Center transitioned from being a former high school into a cultural venue 30 years ago, but all of the plumbing, HVAC, and roof upgrades done then are now showing their age.
I continue to believe that the city of Roanoke will prioritize those things based on its own economic development plans and priorities, because this is necessary if we want to be an inspiring place for people to live.
Jefferson Center has raised smaller amounts of money in the past for emergency repairs, but nothing close to the $6.7 million in renovations that were outlined in that study. Gene Marano, WFIR News.